Now, for a short review. We started that session with a visit with the collective consciousness, but also with Metatron as a Lord of Light and the overseer of the ascension of planet Earth. He came to encourage us to use the very powerful energy of the collective consciousness of our valuable group that gathers regularly to support each other. He mentioned how anxious the Lords of Light are to develop a collective call that involves all of us, not just a few. This is what we started on the night of September 26, 2017. They have encouraged us to co-facilitate the use of the light templates that were retrieved time locks were open during our crystal conference. It is our duty to bring forth the valuable teachings and light templates that were entrusted to us to come into form through our bodies. They also wanted us to discuss the current teachings, where the challenges are, where the ahas are, and where we can find creative energies that can be used and expanded on in our everyday lives. Metatron mentioned that the first few sessions would be formed around a few brief channel messages in which they would give us some questions to start the discussion. They hope to expand on this format so that it can develop into a full-blown, open discussion. So that said, we would like to open up a short discussion with you and get your comments about the first open session that we had. We would like you to make short one or two sentence comments just so that everybody gets a feeling for how that session was felt. In this particular case, just push *6 and you will be automatically become live. So here we go.
Hello, John. This is Mark.
Mark, you're on with us. Thanks.
Yeah, just one quick comment. I would have loved to have heard from a lot of different people, and I'm wondering if we could, you know, limit the comments everybody has to like a minute or 30 seconds or something like that. I'd love to hear from lots of different people. That's all I had to say.
Oh, very good suggestion. Thank you.
This is Jody. It was expansive. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
This is Sharka. I just want to say that I like the questions, and I like that Mateo started this discussion about what he wanted to learn about his issue. But I also agree with Mark that we should be more conscientious about taking more less time to think ahead of time of what we want to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Nice comment.
Hi, this is Kazuko. I just thought it was a very nice beginning, like Metatron said, I think, and I really felt that way too. And that prompted me to the whole discussion after that. It prompted me to post my thoughts on Facebook. So, you know, there's somebody followed that, and then I think Katie mentioned something, and then I followed that. So that was a very nice beginning, I thought. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, I think from our standpoint, we were quite thrilled of all the new voices that we heard that we had not been hearing on a regular basis, and for that, we were also very encouraged. So I think little by little, we'll get to where they'd like us to be.
I noticed personally there was a lot of enthusiasm for what is possible in these monthly group discussions. The finality isn't as rigid, so that we can communicate more openly. And I was very impressed by people's comments that were posted on Facebook about their process. Because when you do that, you help everybody. Because, you know, just hearing your experience sometimes awakens remembrances of your own personal experience. Anybody else like to make a comment?
Hi, Joan. This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Yeah, my comment is that the questions and some of the short answers in the question and answer we have on Tuesday could be followed up by saying, you know, Phil, I'll go and connect with you on Facebook and we can carry on a really long conversation, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Okay. That's it.
Good, thanks. Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, thank you all. Appreciate the comments, and you know, I think also it was a good start, and we will work through this process, and we'll get where we need to be 1 week at a time. So thank you. Now, next in our short review, Metatron discussed with us the massive influxes of Christed light that have come onto Earth during the Lionsgate event, where that this event connected us further to the Sirius Stargate and the Sirian Angelic League. He stressed the other important event of 2017, which was the opening of the access to the central consciousness that is within the Sirian star system, and that our collective assistance in facilitating this movement during our conference. Secondly, he discussed the other huge event, which was the influx of Christed light that took place during our big summer solar event. Now, of course, some of us were triggered by this event. I think it took us back into our time in Atlantis. He advised us to take time to process this and not to panic, as we can work through this challenge with the assistance of the crucible that we co-created during the conference. Next, we were greeted with the arrival of Master Katumi and Yeshua as the collective of the Ascended Masters. They both spoke to us about their experiences as they walked the earth in human bodies. They knew that sharing with us these experiences would assist us in understanding our journey. Master Katumi started out by explaining the limitations he felt when he first entered his body and discovered that his soul could not even be totally present because of the separation of the energetics and the lack of love. He struggled for many years because he knew that at a conscious level, he was so much more. Once he got his mental body healed and his emotions raised to a different expression, he began to realize who he really was. Now, after his soul descended into his body, followed by his spirit, and of course, by the time he left his embodiment, his soul spirit was very well anchored in his human body as he ascended into the realms of mastery. Before he ascended, he was a teacher, which he has continued to be in the master realms, being our number one teacher. He explained that he knew how difficult it had been for us, but he told us that we have come far and have created a vibration in our bodies so that we are no longer in third dimension. Master Katumi explained to us that we have raised the body enough to have the soul spirit descend into it, plus the eighth chakra, the oversoul, and the Christed oversoul, which is descended into the Sacred Heart for us to be able to access all of them. This helped us understand that we have accomplished much and are doing very well. Finally, he encouraged us to spend quiet reflective time, because it is during that reflective time that we become the wise masters. Next, he introduced us to our dear friend, Master Yeshua, who confided in us that he had a community of great beings that gave him assistance during his time on Earth, just as we too have such a community in our collective crucible. It was explained that he had a different experience than Master Katumi because he came down to Earth in a fifth dimensional body, which is similar to the body we are cultivating now through our current state of consciousness. as an adult, he struggled because of his environment that exhibited a third-dimensional state of fallen consciousness. This state of third-dimensional consciousness, as well as that community consciousness, continually bombarded him with negativity. He explained that people did not understand who he was and why he had come to Earth. And on top of that, his followers tried to emulate him, but were not successful once they left his presence because of the nature of their body and their inability to hear the voice of their soul spirit. He said he wanted us to know that he was very much like us and struggled, but gradually he was able to recover his fifth dimensional state of being. This is how he is able to be with us now and encourage us to continue our recovery. We have a purpose just like Yeshua, which is to resurrect our beautiful planet. He stated that we have so much more that we can access because the collective consciousness of humans has changed tremendously since his time. He also stated that much of what he expressed was misunderstood, even to the point of some believing that he was God, which was not his intent. Many of the masters struggle, just as we do. And they both overcome and change their bodies and consciousness so they could ascend, and we are right now where they are. They were at that time. Now, the next subject that was discussed was the light packets that we place within our physicality. That first light packet has altered the fourth strand of our DNA in that it enlightens the physical body to hold Christ's consciousness at a soul level. Next, a packet was placed in the heart chakra so that love of self could transform our separation and unworthiness vibrations. This packet is very valuable in the escalation of the body into the fifth dimension. Now, some of the things that they wanted us to remember and be aware of were how the root chakra has been altered, which gives us less fear and more unity consciousness. There's also a change in the second chakra in the way in which our creations are done in a more precise way. And also, there is a change in the third chakra, in our ability to be confident in ourselves and to know ourselves more intimately. So, basically a wrap-up of our last session. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guests for this evening.